Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
U.S. Senator Scott Brown is enlisting the help of a fellow Republican in his quest for re-election. Outgoing U.S. Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine was in Boston yesterday to campaign for Brown. The event took place amid concerns by some Republican women in Massachusetts about the direction of the National Party. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Meredith Warren is a Republican political consultant, but lately she's found it hard to defend the National Republican Party because of some of the positions Republicans have taken, whether it's Rush Limbaugh calling a college student a prostitute or Rick Santorum speaking out against contraception.
Honestly, most of my friends are Democrats, and in a lot of ways I have trouble convincing them sometimes to consider voting Republican because of their stance on women's issues.
And Democrats hope to capitalize on that by focusing on Republican positions on women's health. Emily's List, a national organization that funds Democratic women who support legalized abortion, has conducted polling it hopes to use against Republican Senate candidates, including Scott Brown. They're planning to target him for a vote he took earlier this month. Brown co-sponsored a bill that would have allowed employers to opt out of providing contraception coverage if they have religious or moral objections. Emily's List President Stephanie Shriok says her group's polling found Republicans vulnerable on women's health issues.
When 53% of independents and 40% of Republicans say we do not want bosses to control our health care, that this is really going to be a problem for any of the Republicans, including Senator Scott Brown, who co-sponsored this. It's going to be a problem in November for these folks.
The Emily's List survey found that, in general, voters favored Republican candidates in Senate races. But when voters were told that the GOP candidate supported the bill Brown co-sponsored, the Republicans' advantage disappeared. The poll was only measuring generic Republican and Democratic candidates. It didn't name candidates, so the Democratic attacks might not stick against Brown. Meredith Warren believes that in standing up for freedom of religion, Brown knew his constituents.
I do think that it worked for Scott here in Massachusetts, because I think that Massachusetts is more conservative than it lets on sometimes, or that some people would like to believe.
Brown has worked hard to make a name for himself as a defender of women. He wants to allow women in combat roles, and last week he stood on the Senate floor to advocate renewal of a law that funds shelters for victims of domestic violence by relating his own experiences as a 6-year-old boy trying to protect his mother from an abusive husband.
And it's something that still lives with me, and I try to use that experience and knowledge to help in many different ways. And when I was growing up, there, quite frankly, weren't the resources that are available to victims that are available today.
The bill now has a filibuster-proof 60 co-sponsors. Brown was the 31st senator to sign on and the 5th Republican. The next day, he toured a Massachusetts shelter with his sister Leanne Riley and talked about how abusive partners terrorize their victims.
Listen, bottom line is the biggest challenge, and we talk about it, Leanne and I, a lot, and my mom, is this lack of control. When you have somebody who controls the purse strings, who is physically stronger than you, and you don't know where to turn, and they keep beating you down emotionally.
At his campaign headquarters in South Boston yesterday, Brown announced the support of 500 women. At the event, Senator Olympia Snowe defended his vote in favor of giving employers a religious exemption to providing medical coverage.
So we could have, you know, a disagreement on how you come about and how you accomplish that goal, but essentially the key question is, does Scott Brown support women's access to health services and health care? Absolutely. That's the bottom line issue, and that's what everybody should be concerned about.
The polls have been all over the place in the race between Brown and his likely Democratic opponent, Harvard Law Professor Elizabeth Warren. Peter Ubertaccio, who teaches a course on Massachusetts politics at Stonehill College, says it's not clear how the contraception or religious freedom issue is going to play out for Brown.
But I do think that he's finessed it well, and I think that he survived that particular issue, and then to have Olympia Snowe come right on the heels of it and lend her support is really going to help buttress him against any kind of claim that he's engaged in this Republican so-called war on women.
Brown's support among women is something that Tim Versalotti at Western New England University is taking a look at. He conducted a poll of the Warren-Brown race earlier this month.
What we saw was Brown was leading Warren among men, 56-35, and that's probably what you'd expect. Warren was leading Brown among women only 46-42. And based on previous surveys, not necessarily of this race, but say the governor's race, we would see a bigger advantage for the Democratic candidate among women than a four-point spread.
One of Brown's most prominent supporters is former acting governor Jane Swift. She's confident that Republicans have the winning women's issue.
Certainly there are a lot of issues that women prioritize differently, but frankly I think this race, whether it's at the Senate level or at the presidential level, is going to come down to jobs and the economy. Women often manage the budgets of their families and know how devastating the economic slowdown of the last several years has been.
But Brown's not counting on a bad economy to win over women. He's trying hard to prove himself as their champion on an array of issues. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.